HKX Mobile.
Is that LK Mobile?
Hey Shane, hope your day is doing okay.
You, Patrick? Yes, much better than yesterday. And for some reason, I keep thinking it's Friday, but I know it's not, but it still feels like a Friday for some reason.
I mean, it is my Friday today, but I know what you mean. It feels like it ought to be the last day of the week already.
Tomorrow will remind me all day that today was not Friday.
Tony, that's the case.
Your Michelin day?
We're down there once a month. The wife and I are going to head over to Vision Forge for the weekend.
I hope you guys enjoy that. Have a good time. And we're leaving Saturday morning, heading down to Isle of Palms.
Off and heading down there? Having a whole family coming with you. I remember you telling me about that. Well, I hope you enjoy it and have a safe trip and just have some time to relax.
That, you as well. The weather's not looking real promising at the moment, but they were calling for rain, and now they're just calling for afternoon thunderstorms, which is normal for that area, but we'll see.
It rained the whole time anyway, and you get to enjoy some of the beach down there anyhow.
That I would just sit in the rain on the beach. I didn't care. As long as it's not lightning, and I'll sit out there, and I'm going to get wet anyway, so why not?
There won't be anybody else out there to bother you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. All the kids are driving separately, so they're just going to show up when they show up. That'll be nice. We don't have to worry about trying to herd them down there.
Reach that age where they can fend for themselves and figure it out, isn't it?
But I still find myself worrying a little bit until they get there. Worrying and wondering if I'm going to have to go do something if one of them breaks down or something. You know how that is.
Not exactly what you're talking about. I'm the same way. But it's nice not to have to herd away the whole way anyhow.
Well, a little bit lighter today. Even this morning on the way to work, it's just not as heavy as it has been. Hoping that's a good sign for tomorrow.
Anyway, over here on Lake Hampton, I mean, there's traffic out here, but it just seems to be a less volume than normal. When COVID, the lockdowns hit, driving out here on Lake Hampton and barely see another car.
Yeah, got a phone call. I'll be back. N4, is that okay?
HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
GFW Mobile.
HKX, good afternoon again.
And how was your day today?
Hot, but not too bad. How about yours?
Yeah, they kept me hopping today, and that went by pretty quick.
KL4 NAP.
Hey, good afternoon. It's about time I heard you on the radio.
2 years, break.
Going, y'all.
Good for me. I'm just motoring on through the day.
Yep, going good over here.
Hit it at the house with Grand Youngins. We had to swing by Granny's work and pick something up. Now I'm headed to the house.
It is.
Teach them bad things to do, they'll be okay. KO4 HKX.
That's how grandparents are supposed to. Teach them all the bad things and then send them home.
KN4 GFW.
Pour them a living, will you now, Ed? I said, aren't a couple of them living with you at the moment?
It is, but the other two, they might as well.
Teaching them no bad habits at all, so I'm not worried about that.
Good day, Kennedy and Easton.
Kennedy, and I've got Easton, and I got Alexis.
I hope y'all are keeping the head straight. Grandpa.
Got sore shot on trying to keep me straight, especially when I teach them all to have it.
All the stuff their parents used to do.
That boy of mine, Kennedy and Alexis, Kennedy and Easton's daddy, I got too many grandyoung. Easton and Kennedy, daddy, he teaches them a little bit of stuff to get into KM4NAP Friday.
Okay.
I'm coming up on my next stop. Ed, it's good to hear you this afternoon. Shane, good to talk to you. And Ken, be careful on your way on in, and I will be clear. 7-3, Scott.
Good to hear you in there, Shane. How was your day?
Just wanted to jump back in here, but I'm about to my next place, too. And, Ed, it's good to hear you again. I talked to you a couple times back when you were delivering papers. I was working at night. You all were on the round table in the morning, so good to hear you. This is Shane over here.
Well, it's been, 6 months since I've done that, but I don't think I'm going to go back to it. I think I'm going to stay retired this time.
Back on days for 2 years, so it was March of 2020 when I stopped running nights. So that's been how long it's been since I've talked to you. I thought you were still doing papers.
I sort of had a little health issue, and I decided they're not worth it, and I'm glad I did give it up because of the gas prices. All my profit would be going in the gas tank.
Anyway, I'll let you have it, and I'll turn it over to Ken. Good afternoon, Ken. N4, is that okay?
Okay, good to hear you in there, Annette. Drive careful.
Up.
Up to you.
Okay, just trying to stay out of trouble, so Carol won't get after me with the frying pan.
That one. We just been kind of laying low, like you said, with all these gas prices. It's stupid, ridiculous, and that. But it was a good thing. You know, last year Susan bought me this hybrid. Man, I sure am glad it gets a lot better gas mileage than my old truck.
Complain on this truck. I've been watching it since I've been running back and forth getting grand youngins again, and I'm getting right at 30 miles a gallon. It's 4:27 over here ago.
Yeah, it was this morning. It was 4:29 over here. I'll have to look and see what it is now. I'll be coming up on the station here in a minute.
This will go on catch up with diesel.
Saying it'll be up towards $6 by August.
Let it get that high.
To announce the price, the billboard's blank.
Too embarrassed.
29 at the QT. Susan's been being off on Tuesdays. Tuesdays, Ingles has that triple point. And so the other day we filled up for 75 cents a gallon off.
For doing that myself.
Go in there, you know, do a little bit of grocery shopping. It ain't even hard to spend $100. That gets you, 300 points. Heck, that's 15 cents off. It starts adding up.
Going in the grocery store. Every time I walk through the door, my poor little wallet just starts shaking.
Okay, and 4 PFF.
Find some chicken thighs over at Food Lines for 59 cents. A pound. It started Tuesday, I believe.
Over here it's called KJ's, and I heard the other day guys at work said they had chicken on sale for $1 a pound.
Food Line, it was 59 cents a pound. It hadn't quite hit $1 a pound yet, I don't think, but I'm waiting.
and buying up a bunch of it, and his wife's been canning it.
Our group, I think everybody's going to have to start doing that.
Hold on a minute, I got to pull in here and drive to the drive-thru. Hold on. AN4TFW.
Hey, Freddy.
Get out when I get under this awning, so it'll take me about 5 minutes. TFW, you still there, Ed?
Hey, Freddy, I'm still here.
Weekend, try out the new antenna. Bought a couple extra connectors. Supposed to be here this week to hook up my other antenna, so we'll give her a shot and see how it works.
Best we got this weekend.
Yep, me and Susan been binge watching the Star Wars stuff in chronological order, so we've been doing that, and I hadn't really been getting on the radio, just had too much stuff to do in the afternoon, so I hadn't even looked to see what contest there is.
A little bit, see, find out. But you mentioned Star Wars, huh? Easton will be right in there with you.
Loving off the Mandalorian, and then we watched the spinoff of that, Boba Fett, and then they had them all in sequence of chronological order, not how they came out in the movies. And so it makes a whole lot more sense when you watch it like that.
See if I can get it, and let him watch it.
Disney app.
Disney app. I got rid of that universe. They just getting too expensive, almost $300 a month. And I said no, so I went and got Roku.
Over to Air TV. Right now I got rid of all my cable. And so it's just the internet stuff.
Roku will cost you for the setup $39, and there's a lot of stuff on there that's free. And if you want something like Disney Channel, you know, you pay a little monthly thing for it, unless you got it's got Prime Video for Amazon, and it's got so much stuff. It's more TV than I need.
Just over the air, and we got Samsung TV, so you got the Samsung Plus or whatever. It gives you about 200 channels for free, and I get about 50 channels over the air, at least a good 40. Hold on, I'm going under this awning and be back in a minute. KN4 TFW. Pay for any more TV services. I got the internet, that'll be good enough. And we don't watch enough TVs. I mean, I watch the local stuff in the mornings, and I can get that over the air. And that, so it, you know, that's all I care about. And most of that's just BS. I just watch it mostly for the weather, but they can't even get that right nowadays.
As long as I got my Western and my History Channel and my Cowboy Channel, so I can watch rodeos, they can have the rest of them.
The only thing worth watching, isn't it?
Some of the Westerns that's been made recently, I've watched, and they ain't too high.
Nothing like the old ones. And the new ones, I don't care too much for any of that.
Seem to have a storyline. They just do this and do that. Them up, bang, bang, and that's it. Time you getting off in the afternoons now?
I get off at 4 o'clock. I usually go in I'm usually on the road between 5:30, and then I'm at work by 6:15, and then I get back off at 4.
For a while, you were getting off like 3:15, 3:30.
Good job before I switched to this new one.
Well, that makes a difference.
I'm going to have to say 7:30 and that, because I'm pulled up in the driveway and the dog's going to be chomping at the bit to go for a walk, so.
Well,
I'll have to be doing a lot of that. So you guys take care, and Kennedy and Easton and Alexis, I hope you guys have an awesome day with Grandpa, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Made it in safe. Hopefully I'll catch you on tomorrow afternoon. If not, I'll catch you sometime Monday. So 7-3s, and have a good one, and we'll try and hook up on HF this weekend. So KN4 NAP, I'll be clear.